Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Paris. Le Marais may be one of the better known pockets of the French capital, but the area still has more to offer than you may guess. Just have a listen now as Monocle's Emma Nelson takes us on a tour around this neighbourhood.
I'm a fan of keeping things local, and much as I embrace the new, when it comes to food, you need old friends as much as fresh tastes. So even though it's two decades since I lived there, to step into my old stomping ground in the Marais in Paris feels more like food home than anywhere else. So where to begin? Well, it's a quick turn south out of République, away from the vast square and into the third arrondissement. This, like so much of the world, has transformed. The electricians and shoe repair shops are slowly vanishing, but they're replaced by other craftsmen and women. This lot, however, make perfume and jewellery. Food-wise, it's kept pace with the change. Is that really a menu of green pancakes? Cafes like Season are full night and day, and they are lovely, but so are the more straightforward places, which is where I head. On a warm summer evening, you're more likely to see me nursing a glass of rosé on the terrace of the Café Soprano on the Rue du Petit Thouars, a street that comes into its own at mealtimes. On the slatted wooden chairs and tables outside wrapped around the corner, it's a place where a quick drink can stretch past bedtime. But we need feeding, so we have two options. Eat out, and it's the Café Charlot on a busy corner on the Rue de Bretagne. This was a happy haunt for me 20 years ago, and it's aged well. The clientele are young, lively locals, eating a few more burger frites these days, but you can get a decent steak and a glass of red, setting you up for an evening of people watching. Tonight, though, I'm eating at home, thanks to a rotisserie that's earned a special place in my family's hearts. To this day, we cannot roast a chicken without wistfully sighing, if only it were from Stevino. Now, Stevino's on the Rue de Bretagne. It's the equivalent of a warm hug. Glistening golden birds revolve and drip in huge glass-doored roasters. There's a straightforward feel to the service here. You know why you're there, and the man knows why you're there. The only extra flourish is whether you get a slab of rib-sticking gratin dauphinois. Take the Stevino chicken home and devour it, certainly with a glass of champagne, and perhaps with a little green salad, just to be healthy. So you need to walk this off, and the third arrondissement is a perfect place. But as you head south down the Rue Vieille du Temple, after a while you spot people of all kinds carrying white paper pockets overstuffed with something amazing. People are sitting in doorways or perched on bollards to give what they're eating full attention, because these people have been to L'As du Falafel, the ace of falafel, on the Rue des Rosiers. 20 years ago, this was the end point of a late night. You could recover from anything if you had a tummy full of pitter pockets stuffed with sliced cucumber, cabbage, the softest aubergine, punchy pickles and blistering hot falafel, plus a spicy sauce you only mildly regretted afterwards. The decor was basic, with cuttings and photos of Vanessa Paradis beaming with Lenny Kravitz, who, as a couple, clearly loved a date at L'As du Falafel. The decor's gone the same way as Lenny and Vanessa's affair. Now you get to watch videos of a man marinating raw chicken. But the trick here is to take away. Heaven only knows if this really is the best falafel in Paris, but with queues of 20 minutes these days, who am I to argue? Finally, every French food neighbourhood must have its bakery, and mine is at the top end of the Rue Charlot, next to the Hôtel Américain. Whether it sells the best baguettes in Paris is anyone's guess, but at this point, it's no longer about me. It's where my young son has learned to say bonjour to the baker, to buy our breakfast croissant, and to watch oranges being squeezed into juice in an ancient machine. My food neighbourhood has a new recruit. For Monocle, in Paris, I'm Emma Nelson.
This has been episode number 98 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Emma for the tour in Marais in Paris. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and goodbye.